Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
You strong? They said, I'm strong if you strong. I said, we strong then.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Man, what a day. I mean, so much going on in the A today. Glad to have you listening to Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in the city. Here's the deal, guys. As we've been talking about this Matt Ryan situation, and it's not even a situation. I shouldn't even say that. The Matt Ryan contract a couple of weeks ago, but now that it's done, you know, and it's so good to hear from a lot of our listeners who were chiming in on this. I think, you know, at least right now, the feeling I get, and as we said last hour, we kind of got to work through our emotions. Most people accept the fact that Matt is a Super Bowl caliber quarterback. And because of that, the money is the money. And as one guy said, you said it on Twitter, you know, hey, Dukes, it's not my money. I just want to see him win.
Right.
And I think that's what most Falcon fans, Mike, yeah, we just want to see him win.
And I just think if you look at it from, you know, a football Falcon fan standpoint, or you want to look at the economics of it, however you want to, it had nothing to do with the money, but it's just common sense. Matt is the biggest star on the team. Julio is the second biggest star. You've got a lot of talent on that offensive line in its prime. You know, I should say in that offense, not necessarily in the offensive line. But you've got Julio, you got Sanu, you got Free, you got Coleman for one more year. You know, you've got to, they've got to get more. There's got to be more than just 20 passing touchdowns. Okay, we went from one of the elite offenses in NFL history to middle of the road last year. We did the numbers for guys that missed the show on was it Tuesday? I looked it up. Matt Bryant accounted for a third of the Falcons' points last season. That can't happen again this year.
It's why he was so important to re-sign, and they have done that. One of the questions that has been asked of us is, Dukes, what does this now mean for our salary cap? We're going to talk to Joel Corey tomorrow, salary cap expert, about this because it is an important question. We do have those June 1st cuts coming around the NFL and you know, other guys that you might end up releasing. And we'll talk more about that here, you know, as we move along. But that may free up some cap number or some cap space. But also the way this deal is structured, hopefully, is going to free up some money. And, you know, just looking at it, as we said, with it being the first 3 years of the deal, a majority of this money is going to be paid out, it should free up, in essence, about $10 million bucks, maybe more, depending on how it is. So we'll talk to Joel Corey tomorrow on the show as we are live at Buckhead in Twin Peaks.
But the happiest dude in the NFL right now is Aaron Rodgers. And the only thing is, and it doesn't matter because, as we said, we don't know. We're not privy to what the plan was ever going to be, if it was imperative. Because like, if they really want to get Matt's deal done before free agency,
they could have.
But it's not like Dimitroff and Quinn were going to say, Matt and his agent screwed us. They're not going to come out and tell you that. So, I mean, they're going to put the positive spin on it. So we don't, but that's just spitballing. We don't know. But once the contract wasn't done by the time free agency got rolling, it didn't really matter when it got done. And that, to be quite honest, it's kind of a curious time that it's done now because normally the Falcons do these in or out of training camp, you know, in or out of the summer. That's usually when these deals get done.
All right, guys, invite you to follow us. He's at Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes. Follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. Our Vision Computer poll is up at 929 The Game, where an average hold time for support is less than 15 seconds. You can go check that out. It has to do with the Braves. It is Dukes and Bell. We're going to talk to Mark DeRosa coming up at 620. So in about 15 minutes from now, we'll get his thoughts on the Braves, who do win today. And we're going to talk more about this in our top three at six. But it's been a busy day. Not only the Matt Ryan deal, Kirby getting an extension. We also have the Braves winning and sweeping the Mets. So it's been a very busy day in the world of sports. Let's get to it.
Time for Dukes and Bell, top three. The top three stories of the day.
Can I count it off?
All right, we were talking about this as we started the show today. You know, Calvin Ridley's four-year rookie deal is going to be worth $10.9 million. Signing bonus just over $6 million. We were talking about the slots, Mike. And, you know, now with the draft and you being slotted, meaning where you're picked, this is what you get paid. Baker Mayfield, for example, gets a four-year deal, $33 million. Obviously, being a first-round pick, you have the option, or the teams have the option, to pick up that fifth-year option. And depending on your play, some teams do it, some teams don't. But we started there today, and now, ironically, we're talking about where our quarterback is in Matt Ryan. And, again, to repeat the news, because, again, guys, we get a lot of people who come in and out of this program. If you listen all day, God bless you. We love you. Thank you. But Matt Ryan's five-year extension, $150 million deal is done. Guaranteed money is $100 million, and a lot of folks responded to it. I got to tell you, it is trending, as they say, Mike, all across social media. Everybody's reacting to it.
Arthur Blank says that Matt Ryan is getting what he earned, and Arthur points out what we were talking a lot about today with our listeners is that, you know, a franchise quarterback is imperative. You got to have it, and you don't let one go when you got one. And this is the going rate when the guy's contract's coming up. Cam Newton might get $125 million guarantee when his contract's up in 2021.
True.
You know, you don't know, but, I mean, this is the going rate. But Matt is getting what he's earned, and we all know the marketplace for a great quarterback. Arthur Blank's comments, quote, league revenues are up, club revenues are up, new stadiums and the players are the heart of the game. So there you go. He says, we're very generous with Matt. I think he'll be able to feed those new twin babies. And Arthur wraps up by saying, since we drafted him in 2008, he's been the model face of the franchise, a great leader, embraced our values, speaking with Chris Mortensen of ESPN.
I would agree with that. And, you know, this is something we don't talk a whole lot about because, it's in the past. But what a situation he came into. And I'm talking about Matt Ryan. I mean,
Carl,
what a situation
you and
he came into.
You and I weren't working together at that time. You were kicking butt in Texas, and I was down the dial. And you and I would talk in Vegas or at Final Fours, and you go, what is Atlanta like right now? I go, dude, it's good, and it's easy to do a show, but it was the most polarizing, just awful time.
Right.
And Matt steps into that. And we still have guys. We had guys earlier today still talking about number seven. You know, he's a combination of one of the best things we ever had in this town and one of the worst things we ever had in this town. He gave you some of the greatest highs, and he also screwed us and gave us the worst lows. But people forget that 2007 part, okay, which is selective amnesia. I don't like Ryan all the time. I think Ryan needs to be a little more demonstrative. I'd love to hear Ryan after a game go, effing unacceptable, but that's not how he's made up. That's not his style.
No.
He's never going to be that guy, okay? He's never going to be Dan Marino or Aaron Rodgers being off the cuff. That's just not how he does it.
And you know, everybody has their style, and they do it differently. All I care about is the winning. But I bring that up just to say that a lot of guys in that circumstance would have folded up. They wouldn't have performed at a high level. The city was polarized, man.
Oof.
And you know, you come into that, and not only do you have to perform, but, Mike, you got to kind of keep your mouth shut. You can't really come in and pound your chest because there were people here that still felt like, whoa, Mike got a raw deal. I'm just bringing this up to say fast forward to 2018, this guy has done a lot, and I think deserving of this contract. As I said earlier, I have no issues with it.
As we said, but a player, you know, is only as good as the pieces around him. And when Matt doesn't have a great offensive line, there's been struggles, and that's what we had in 15. That's what we had after the run of the championship in 2012. So we had this most recent season. That's why the production's down. But he's still the greatest franchise quarterback. You can't debate that. You know, but here's the thing. But it's not wrong to want more out of him.
No.
It's not wrong to want more from Matt Ryan this year. And we've got to improve, as you said. We've harped on it. Production has got to be there in the red zone. That means Matt and Julio and Sanu.
All right, guys, that's story number one. Story number two has to do with the Braves, who sweep the Mets. Julio Teheran today, Mike, how good was he?
He was dealing, man. And by the way, it wasn't like he was throwing 93 or 94. That's not what he does anyway, but 89, 90, 91, we were watching him on the gun, but he was moving the ball all over the place. Great job. Mets were chasing pitches, not catching up with it. He had a no-hitter going into the seventh inning, unfortunately broken up by a double.
Seven innings, two hits, did not walk. He checked at two walks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't a perfect game. He had a no-hitter on the hook.
Six strikeouts for Julio Teheran. By the way, player of the game, though, was Nick Markakis. I'll give you his numbers in a minute. Julio, how'd you feel?
First inning, obviously, we're thinking about that. Like, I didn't want to feel anything, but you know, after that, I just was concentrated and focusing to my job.
You did your job. Now, Braves come back home after starting this month on the road. They've got San Francisco. Then they go back out on the road for six more, and then they come back and they're home for the Cubs and the Miami Marlins. So, listen. We'll see where this goes. I got a couple of dates now. I want to see where we're at the beginning of June, and then by July 1st, that weekend, Mike, we're going to know what this team's about.
Hey, it's just exciting to be talking about the Braves in first place. It's exciting to be hearing about, and from Mark Owens, who, of course, does great work, you know, doing all the promotions and the Jumbotron stuff at SunTrust. the tickets are at a premium. You're going to have a hard time getting a seat for Saturday. They got the bobblehead giveaway. Friday looks to be a sellout. So if you're looking to see the Braves this weekend, you better get on it. Sunday at 1:05 first pitch. But there is a legitimate buzz for the first time in a long time about this team, and it's great to see.
Yeah, it's been 5 years. We talked about this since, you know, the division, and you get into the playoff wins and all that stuff. It goes back a while. I gave those numbers the other day. Nick Markakis is 3-4, 3 runs, home run, double, 3 RBI, and a walk. Professional hitter. And, you know, real quick, for me, I know Snicker's been tinkering with this lineup. I kind of like Acuña Jr. right before Freddie Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you get Inciarte, Ender on base to lead things off. You're not pitching around him to get to Freeman. And then you got Markakis hitting 5. I like that lineup. But we'll see. Today, it worked, and it worked well. Hey, story number 3, Kirby Smart, Mike. Show me the money.
Yeah, he's making as much as Melzon now, which is kind of the way it should be, right? The Georgia program, Smart, a $49 million deal on Thursday. It moves him up to 3rd in the conference as far as getting paid. Sam, what was the numbers now? It's only Urban Meyer. Obviously, it's a Saban is the gold standard. He's making $9 million, but where does this line up?
Yeah, so you got Saban and Meyer in front of him, as well as Sweeney and Harbaugh.
And Harbaugh better produce with
his
quarterback.
He's done nothing.
Dabo deserves it. And Gus Malzahn, of course, took Auburn to an SEC championship and then to a championship appearance against Florida State in 13. But the expectations are even higher now for Nick Saban. Yeah. I don't think there's added pressure because that's what he's there to do.
No, listen, if you were going, oh, he better win a championship. He came to Georgia and win a championship. And I think if you ask Kirby, most of these coaches, you know, the money element comes along with the prestige of the program and being in a good place. But Mike, I think if Kirby was making $600,000, he'd be trying to win a championship. Right. I just think that's his makeup. It's sort of like Saban. You know, you get the rewards of your hard work, but I don't think there's any additional pressure on Kirby Smart now when you talk about what the expectation is at Georgia.
And again, the recruiting, the pipeline, which is set up now, all the capital improvements from, you know, what's going on at the stadium now to what you have with the indoor facility, everything, man. You get 2 great quarterbacks. You get a bunch of great runs. It's where Georgia always should have been.
Right.
And now you're seeing it. Mark Richt also gets a contract extension worth, what, $23 million down in Miami, by the way.
All right. Mark Richt getting an extension.
Is that what the deal was, or was it till 2023, or what was the number?
It was still 2023. Miami doesn't have to release that information because they're a private school.
That's so right. I don't know what the number is, but it's till 2023.
All right. That's Sam Tarley, a.k.a. Brian, producing the show, executive producer AT, out today. And our man Craig behind the glass. Hey, some NBA action going on tonight. Cavs, Raptors, 76ers, and Celtics also tonight. So a doubleheader. And then you've got the NHL playoffs tonight. Capitals at Penguins. Mm. Predators at Jets at 9:30. Let's go, Thrashers.
It's our old Thrashers, guys, dressed up as Winnipeg. They are nice uniforms. Dustin Buffalo and some of the guys. But anywho, a man can dream. Wouldn't that be something? A team from Atlanta. Beating the best team in the NHL. I know it's Winnipeg, but it's still, to us, it still means something to me, man.
Join 92.9 The Game this Saturday at the Overlook 3 building off of Paces Ferry Road from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as Wendy Adams will be scaling down a 22-story building.
Spider Wendy.
To raise money for Special Olympics Georgia. Join her in this adrenaline rush, guys, and help raise funds to support the year-round training and competition for more than 27,000 Special Olympic Georgia athletes. All you need to do is go to the website, overtheedgeatlanta.org, for more information.
Hey, coming up next, good friend of ours, good guy, man, used to get me tickets back in the day. It's good because he played for every team in the bigs. Mark DeRosa, 7 years with the Bravos. What does he think of your red-hot Atlanta Braves?
It is Dukes and Bell, and we wanted to get a guy that's familiar with this Braves organization on to talk about him. He works for MLB.com, MLB Network guys as well. Mark DeRosa is joining us here live, Mike, and this is a guy you know.
Oh, we knew Mark when he got to Atlanta the same time I did. And, yeah, literally, man, 7 years with the Bravos. And
you got about as many hits in the Braves uni as I did.
We love Mark, and he's always a good guy. Actually hooked us up with Cubbies tickets. Last time I saw him was up in Wrigley. This is years ago. But anyway, man, great to see you on TV. How excited are you about this Braves team?
I'm excited. I'm not going to get too carried away. It's a little early right now. I'm a big believer, and you got to trust the process. I don't know if I kind of watched the way the Phillies went about it, and I thought they were going to trust the process, and then they jumped out there and grabbed Carlos Santana and jumped out there and grabbed Arrieta at the end of it. I don't want the Braves to do that yet.
Okay.
I'm not ready yet for that. I want to make sure all the ducks are in a row for when you do go out and either make that big trade or sign that big free agent that it's go time and it puts you over the top.
16-year Major League veteran, and he certainly knows the game. What are you seeing with this Braves team? Now, you know, I've been talking about runners in scoring position and being clutch. To me, that's what stood out early on with this offense. What are you seeing, Mark?
I'm just seeing young guys that are getting comfortable. I mean, watch, Dansby Swanson was rushed to the big leagues, rightfully so, number one overall. He gets rushed up there, and he does well. And then last year he shows up and he kind of takes it on the chin and we're wondering if he's the future shortstop of the Braves or what's going to become of him.
Right.
Well, he dug deep this offseason and showed up and he's gotten off to a great start. Albies, we've been waiting for him to come and he's been awesome. I mean, Acuna goes without saying. I mean, this is a generational type talent. This is Andrew Jones with maybe a little bit more offensive upside. If I can't believe I'm saying that, because Drew hit 52 one year. But this guy is special. You got a franchise player in Freddie Freeman to boot. You watch Newcomb absolutely deal last night. He's cutting his teeth in the big leagues. Soroka, there's so much to be excited about. We've been hearing about these young guys, but then you're able to actually see them on TV and kind of put a face with a name. It's special.
It is Mark DeRosa with us here, guys, working for MLB, former Atlanta Brave. Makes his home here in Atlanta when he's not doing TV. Joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. And that's the thing about Dansby. You just laid it out there. I mean, just maybe it was a bit of a rush job. You saw it with Francoeur back in the day. I mean, these guys, Albies, we were kind of confused about the spring training, then the pause. Is that why you think he had that little lull?
I think for me, when I look at a guy like Dansby Swanson, I when you first get to the big leagues, a lot of guys don't know you. So they're going to give you that 102-0 fastball and see if you can handle it. And then they'll make adjustments the next time around. I think that's what happened. I think he got game planned against last year. He got into a couple bad habits early, and it kind of snowballed from there. And when he's a hometown kid, I can't imagine driving to the yard and seeing my face on billboards and now expecting to carry a franchise. I felt like was a little unfair and some undue pressure on him. I think he just kind of showed up to spring training realizing he just had to be what a little key cog,
right,
put his little ingredient into the stew and go about it. And he's been absolutely awesome. Albie's on the flip side, Mike, we had him in studio just the other day. I mean, 21 years old, and I say it with the utmost respect, walking around like he owned it. I mean, just a really confident guy and a lot of swagger and kind of wants the moment. And it's pretty special to see him hit from both sides of the plate and pick it the way he's been able to do. So, yeah, I'm loving the Bravos.
No doubt about it. Mark DeRosa joining us here on Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, talking about the Braves. All right, so Snicker, he takes over the team, Brian Snicker, our skipper, and obviously knows this is going to be a losing proposition. And then you've got, as we've talked about, all these young kids coming up now. It's kind of weird, Mark. He's kind of the perfect manager for the circumstance because he was such a guy that had an influence at the minor league level, and he saw a lot of these guys. Obviously, there's some new pieces, but I think he's the right fit.
Mike, you might be right. You're not going to find any guy who ever played for Brian Snicker or a man who's met and hung out with Brian Snicker that's going to say a bad word about him. I mean, this guy is as solid as they come. He's kind of like a fatherly figure when you leave your home and you sign, you go to the Braves, and kind of everyone passes through a Snicker-run team, and he gets a chance to help mold you for the big leagues. And now he's been up there forever. He's ingrained. He's Atlanta Braves through and through. He's been a part of this organization in multiple capacities, and yeah, I mean, you might be right. Certainly, the way they're rolling it out there right now, why would you think any different?
It is Mark DeRosa with us here on Dukes and Bell on the WadeFord.com hotline from MLB and former Brave. And if you missed the start of the interview, Mark was saying, don't get off the course and start going for free agents at the trade deadline, which is what we've been yelling about, because Liberty Media
has
been...
just my belief.
Mark,
listen, I get it. I still think the Nationals will eventually right the ship and get hot. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you got in all these young players yet. Okay. Like Newcomb last year, there was moments. I remember sitting there July 4th, and he got his brains beat in by the Houston Astros. But if you're a baseball guy, you're watching it going, there's something there.
Right.
The ball explodes out of this kid's hand. He's got a little John Lester feel to him. Hope they don't give up. You know, you'd package him in a trade for somebody, and maybe he turns into John Lester. I just would like to give these guys a little bit more time to for us to kind of really know who they are.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. Soroka comes up and looks great at Citi Field, and now, but they got Anibal Sanchez coming back off the DL. Do you want to send the kid back down, or do you want to, you know, see what he can do?
No, I want to keep the kid.
Mm. Say, there you go.
Yeah,
that's what we were talking about yesterday.
That's the way I feel.
Well, if the kids are going to take me to the promised land, then we'll make the trade come July 31st. But I want to give them a chance to do – I want to give Mike Soroka the opportunity to do with what Tom Glavine and Smoltz got to do. And that's pitch without fear of being sent down. Pitch free and easy. And if they have a bad day, that it's not the end of the world.
I agree. I mean, Mark, we've said it, and that means if I got to go with a six-man rotation, so be it right now. Hey, Mark DeRosa joining us here on Dukes and Bell, talking some baseball, guys. All right, just real quick, we're talking Braves. What else are you watching around the league? I know Albert Pujols is approaching 3,000 hits.
Yeah.
I saw Albert covered him early in his career. I've said this. He was, outside of Barry Bonds, to me, the most disciplined hitter that I ever got a chance to see up live and close and personal. With that, he's about to hit this milestone. What else has got you working right now?
You know, it's funny. Real quick on Albert, I got a chance to play with him in 09. I always say Chipper's the best player I ever played with, like all around, like really helped me become a better player and career-wise. Albert's the best hitter I ever played with. In 09, this guy, look up the stats in 09. I don't know what he did, but it was probably 45 and a buck 20. It was every at-bat something was getting laced into a gap or over a wall. It was unbelievable. I mean, I lock in on, obviously, DeGrom. There was a huge scare last night.
Yeah.
And that ended up being okay, so to speak. We'll see what happens with that. I mean, Houston-Yankees series has been a bear right now. So, yeah, I try and potpourri it, Mike. I try and bounce around the league and not be so East Coast biased.
Well, heck, you played in half the league, so you should have some familiarity with it. It's Mark.
Dodgers are worrisome. Who's going to win the West?
Right.
There's a lot of exciting stuff out.
Mark DeRosa is with us here on Dukes and Bell talking about the Braves. Well, we got him here, Carl. You know, we can also talk pigskin, because for the guys who don't remember, Mark was a quarterback in the Ivy League for Penn. He's not your average, you know, just baseball guy.
True.
So, real quick, I mean, put on your general manager cap for football.
You might have heard of them, the Quakers?
Yes.
Fighting Quakers?
I mean, I don't want to put your resume out there, but he actually went to the Wharton, believe it or not.
Yes,
I mean, but real quick, who would you have taken with the number one pick? You like Mayfield? Was there any of these quarterbacks you liked as a former QB?
I thought Rosen was the most ready passer-wise, but I wouldn't have trusted that. Sam Darnold was the pick for me. I mean, I think number one right there, if you're not going to take Saquon Barkley, who's the safest play in the draft, or Bradley Chubb, then you might as well have traded down, because you could have got Baker Mayfield at same wherever if you didn't take him one. So, no, I think Cleveland whiffed again.
Interesting.
Not a Mayfield. We just thought he was like Deshaun Watson last year.
I'm all in on Mayfield, but he's not Deshaun Watson.
No, he's
not. The college game and the NFL game are two different things. He does not have the escapability, and once he escapes, to do what Deshaun Watson does with the football. No chance.
That's a great point. And listen, he's going to have a chance to prove it. I think they fell in love with the kid's attitude. You know, he put up great numbers in the collegiate ranks. We will see, man.
Yeah.
That's what I love about the league, right, Mark? You get drafted, you get a chance to prove it, just like in the bigs. You get called up, you get a chance to prove it. Acuña Jr. has proven it, and so are these young guys with the Braves. Man, we appreciate you jumping on with us today.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, don't be a stranger. We'll get you in studio one day.
Yeah, no doubt.
And dinner.
and Mets tickets.
Hey, man, be good, brother. Thanks.
All right, see you.
There he is, Mark DeRosa joining us, man. Good stuff. And if you don't get a chance to watch him, he's on MLB TV.
He's just such a good dude. I mean, he sounds like Bobby Boucher, but he really is an Ivy Leaguer, man. So we'll hopefully get Mark on a regular basis. Braves a game and a half over the Mets.
Hey!
Four games ahead of the Nationals.
Hey!
And the Giants are coming to town. What are the Giants? The Giants are a game over 500. So the Braves, I mean, it's going to be electric at SunTrust. People are fired up. I mean, it's literally, I mean, if I had one person, we probably had a dozen. Not just in the office, but on the street. Today, I was at Goldberg's having brunch
And people are like, I mean, I'm going to go buy some Braves tickets for this weekend. Well, good luck, because they're selling fast.
Well, and this is what we had hoped for. It's funny, because some guys go, well, I know you guys are not enjoying it. That's silly, man. We want the Braves to win. I am more concerned with how they get to this point, meaning, were we going to get a chance to see Acuña Jr.? Listen, I wanted to see him from the start of the season. How many more games would we be up right now if he would have been up here?
You know what we need to do? We need to sneak Coppolella in. Dukes and Bell, we go undercover with Coppolella. We sneak him into the stadium.
Fake mustache?
Because he's like Bobby Valentine years ago with the Mets dugout. Poor guy can't even, like, isn't it? He's like a registered blank offender, right? Because he can't be with like 100 yards of a baseball stadium.
How would you get him in? Put him in a wheelchair? What are you doing? How are you getting him into the stadium? Obviously. I think there's a wanted sign at every entrance of SunTrust Ballpark.
It's not a bad idea. Put a beard on Coppolella and like, I am not afraid. I mean, it's got to be frustrating. You built this thing. All those draft picks that you went and got and picked up, whether through hook or crook, legally or illegally, are really coming to fruition now.
You know what? As long as we're winning, I don't care how he got them.
Hey, man, if you're just tuning in, where you been all day, man? World's spinning and you're missing it. We got a new contract extension for Kirby Smart. But the big cheese, numero uno, honcho, is number two. Matt Ryan is the highest paid player in the NFL. He is the first $30 million a year NFL quarterback. $150 million, Carl, $100 million guaranteed.
Yeah, it's a lot of dough. It's got us thinking about our game winner tonight. And we're going to talk more about this, what the implications are, what it means for our football team tomorrow. Joel Corey is going to join us as well, salary cap expert, as we broadcast live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead. So make sure you're out there. And a reminder to Atlanta United fans, this Saturday night, 7 o'clock at Hoyle's Kitchen and Bar off of Roswell Road in Marietta for the Atlanta United Chicago Fire Watch Party. Now, Craig, I know you've been out there. It's a good spot to
great
go hang out.
Great food at Hoyle's, right?
Yeah, man. And go watch the game this weekend. 8:30 kick. But again, it's Hoyle's Kitchen and Bar right off of Roswell Road in Marietta.
And for Atlanta United fans, our conversation with Kevin Kratz, it is online. Check it out at 929thegame.com.
Really cool guy, by the way.
Man, I mean, a German guy speaking good English, but a guy that can curl it like Kratz. Just a good dude. So check that out, United fans, and looking forward to it. He did tell us, by the way, in the interview, the players for United totally feed off the energy at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So for all the support groups, I mean, he said it, man. It means a lot to those guys to get them flying.
All right, tonight's game winner is simple. Our quarterback just got paid.
What would you do if I gave you $150 million?
Tell you what I'd do, man. Two chicks at the same time.
What? That.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question.
Well, we do polish this one off about every few months, about once a quarter, and that is, what would you do if you won the lottery? Whenever, like, Mega Millions or Powerball goes big. But obviously, in light today of Matt Ryan becoming the highest paid NFL player based on that $30 million a year, Carl.
$30
million? And it's something we like to have fun with, because everybody can dream. What would you do? Because the guaranteed money is $100 million. It's a nice round number. $150 in total. What would you do right now if I gave you $100 million? What would you do with it?
First thing I'm doing is I'm going to get the beach house.
Right.
My little getaway.
Right on.
Well, how much are we talking about again?
$100 million.
I'm going to go ahead and buy the island. no, seriously. I'd probably do the beach house.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd probably go get a couple of items that I want. That'd be good, Mike. I mean, honestly, then I'd travel the world. We talked about this. You and I, you know that.
Right.
We'd probably be overseas on a boat.
On a boat.
On a yacht.
I would have the boat in the harbor at Monaco. I'd be right there. That's what I'd be doing. I would call Sergio Marchionne over Ferrari, and I'd say, I would like my face on the back of the Ferrari wing. So as the car goes down the straight, all you see is my fat face. Going away.
What car would you get, though?
I'm so twisted right now on that.
Which one would you get?
The Bugatti Veyron everybody wants.
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
But for me, though, I'd probably go get a Shelby Cobra.
Ooh.
Just to go zipping up and down Peachtree.
Nice.
Why are you only choosing one? You got $100 million, baby. No. Get them all.
But I just said the first thing.
Yeah. It's the first thing.
Oh, you like a Cobra, huh?
Yeah,
I like
Shelby
too.
But I would, if I actually did win the lottery, I would live at those auctions. Because all you see at auctions are like those 600-pound guys. They look like dorks. They put the car in the garage and never drive it. Cars are they're meant to be driven, boys. I would go to those auctions and I would buy them up. And the rest, of course, I would give to charity to score chicks. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for us? What would you do with $100 million?
First thing I'll do, I'll buy stock in Bitch and Head cigarettes and Cold Duck beer. Secondly, I'll become Kanye West's bodyguard while wearing his shirt saying, I wish some mother blanker would.
I don't
don't know if you want to be around Kanye West in any capacity in this day and age. Hey, man, you just got $100 million. What are you doing with it?
$100 million.
Well, Bob, I'm going to hire you, Bob, because I'm going to open me a dog track and let you call the races, Bob.
Well, don't forget, Carl, you always bet on the dog that just took a dump.
Is that the one? A little lighter?
A little bit lighter.
Okay.
That's what he said. That's what my dad told me. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What would you do if I just gave you $100 million?
Hey, man, I'm going to buy Magic City.
You're going to buy Magic City? A lot of headaches running a club like that, Carl.
He's like, I'll take those headaches.
I guess so.
I'll be there every night.
Hey, man, you just got $100 million from the Falcons. What are you doing with it?
I'm going to buy me a brand new double wide and finally make an honest woman out of my sister. Her old damn tired.
Oh, goodness. Come on, man.
You know what? You can say that gets old. Not in my world. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What would you do if I gave you $100 million?
Build a full-size AT-AT.
A full-size what?
Armored. It's a big walker from Star Wars.
Oh, gotcha.
He'd have his own Imperial Walker.
That's really funny.
That's funny, man. That's ultra nerd, but that is funny. Hey, man, you're on the radio. If the Falcons gave you $100 million, what would you do with it?
Well, since I have three of them, I would start a college for kids who have autism.
Now, see, there you go. There's something sweet and unselfish.
Yep.
Very nice.
There you go. What'd you do for yourself, though?
Yeah, but I mean, that's great, but still, you got to do something for you, man.
No, you do. You got to do something for yourself.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What would you do if you won the lottery? Apparently, he'd hang up on me. Hey, man, you got $100.
Because he can.
I guess so. $100 million in the bank. What would you do with it?
I'm not sure. But
I'm going to hang up on you. Hey, man, what do you got for
us? Come on, Mike. I want to hear what he had to say. Let that man finish.
I would buy my own anatomic Bo Jackson and make love to it every night. I'll hang up and listen.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got?
I'm going to take my money. I'm going to invest it in some land out in Iraq. Maybe get some oil.
There you go. Hey, man, you're on the radio.
I don't think you have to invest. I mean, I think the oil's there already.
Just need the permits for the drilling apparatus. Hey, buddy, you're on the radio. What would you do with $100 million?
Well, the first thing I would do is put most of the money into treasury bonds, and then I would take $10,000 for two checks at the same time.
That makes me chuckle.
Treasury
Matt
bonds.
Matt Ryan got a...
You ever had treasury bonds?
T-bills? Yeah, it's been part of my portfolio. Back when I did my day trading...
I was going to say.
With the smokeless ashtray. You can do a lot of free time when you're a rock and roll disc jockey, but you know these things.
Yeah, because you're sitting there. Well, never mind. I don't want to disrespect any of our fellow
Anybody
cohorts.
Who's working in rock radio right now is stealing money. Hey, man, you're on the radio. You got $100 million from the Falcons. What are you doing with it?
Put it all in the field of the freaking Subway.
He's smart. Look at him. He's a civic planner.
Yeah, how sweet of you to give back to the city. I wouldn't give him jack. That's nice of you.
$100 million. That just built a, that didn't pay for anything.
By the way, is
the kickbacks, the subsidies, all that stuff.
Keisha, are we going to do any of that?
Mayor Bottoms?
Mayor Bottoms?
I'm not sure. I mean,
I saw Mayor Bottoms at a Hawks game, man.
You're smitten with Mayor Bottoms.
No,
aren't you?
I like Mayor Bottoms. I'm just hoping that, you know, as this thing rolls along, we get some things that we need in the city. That's all.
All I want is the bums off the street and the streets paved.
You're asking for a lot from Mayor Bottoms.
Anyway, that's just all I'm asking for. Hey, man, you're on the radio. Matt Ryan got a $150 million contract. $100 million's guaranteed. What would you do with $100
million? Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I would buy out 9-9 the game.
I'm going to hang up on you because we lose our jobs. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got? Sausage, gravy, and fudge.
Wow.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What would you do with $100 million?
That's easy. I'd be Kirby Smart's new bag man, and Georgia would have the number one recruiting class over the next 10 years.
He said
and then
bag
15
man.
Years from now, 15 years from now, I sell my story and make $160 million and blow Georgia all the way up.
There you go. Wow, that's easy. He's going to be like a double agent, Carl, if you will, and then he's going to make some money on the publishing rights.
Bagman.
That's a long way to go. Most guys would just buy a car or a boat. Hey, man, $100 million. What was the first thing you do with it? Hey, man, you're on the radio. What do you got for us?
Pay off my student loans, and then I'd be about halfway done doing it.
Nice. Again, that interest never ends, does it?
No.
Student loan officers?
No, it doesn't.
Those guys are like, you know, they're like the worst people in the world. Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. What do you got for us?
Hey, man, I would buy 10 cases of Stick'Em for all my wide receivers, and I'd buy every one of those linemen for a brand-new car so I could throw that ball.
There you go. See, he's saying he's reinvesting that money in the Falcons, Carl.
Yeah, he'd say take care of himself by taking care of his guys.
Right on. Hey, man, you got $100 million, buddy. What would you do with it?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Look, first thing I'm buying is a fire-breathing goat named Kevin. Or maybe that's just because I live in Newman.
That poops out money.
That's funny.
Outstanding. Hey,
by the way, what would you get Craig and Brian in there? What would you get those guys?
Well, Craig, I would get him a pair of shorts. And
don't
Brian,
hate on these. You can make these boar shorts are tight.
Please. And Brian, I would go to Bosley, and we would get enough to fill in that beard. And we'd actually get some. We'd get beard implants for Samwell, Carl. Fill in the blanks. Hey, great job tonight, guys. That's our game winner. Brought to you by Domino's. Don't forget a large three-topping pizza from Domino's, guys. Carry on only, but it's good every night of the week. And don't forget to get that takeout insurance, Domino's.com.
Who's on the show tomorrow? Who's not on the show tomorrow?
Who's freaking next?
Find out when we come back. We'll tell you why we're going to be at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. You can come out and hang out with us, and we'll hand things over to Andy Bunker. I think he's got a few things to talk about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.